about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. So I guess we got a little bit more information on Representative Jesse Jackson Jr. I guess they're saying he's under treatment for a mood disorder. He's been gone for over a month. Did you guys know that? I just heard about this earlier this week, that Jesse Jackson Jr. was out of office for for a month. And he's in a residential treatment facility for a mood disorder. They say Jackson's treatment is protected by federal law, and the attending physician's name at treatment center will not be disclosed in order to protect Jackson's continuing privacy. Now, there was, I guess, an NBC report that Jesse Jackson Jr. was being treated in Arizona for alcoholism, but after the report aired, Rick Bryant, Jackson's chief of staff, released an email statement saying rumors about him being treated for alcohol or substance abuse are not true. There were also rumors that he had attempted suicide, which can't be substantiated. The statement quoted the unnamed Jackson doctor. Oh, it's not me, by the way. Yeah, I don't practice in Phoenix or Arizona anymore. Yeah, I did emergency room and urgent care, but no, not me. Not me. I'm in Southern Nevada. The statement quoted the unnamed Jackson doctor saying, Doctor Who, maybe. The congressman is receiving intensive medical treatment at a residential treatment facility for a mood disorder. He is responding positively to treatment. A mood disorder. What kind of a mood do you think is in? All right, now this is serious. There are mood disorders. There's a variety of mood disorders. There's bipolar. There's depression. There's mania. We talk about bipolar a lot. As opposed to unipolar. Unipolar, for example, like depression, one pole. Whereas bipolar, both poles, you have the depression, the lows, and then you have the highs. You have different types of depressive disorders. You have postpartum depression, which I don't think he has, catatonic depression, very scary stuff, psychotic major depression, melancholic depression, atypical depression, seasonal affective disorder. We got mild depression, dysthymia. I don't know if it's, depression. I know a lot of Republican congressmen were probably depressed about the whole, Obamacare ruling by the Supreme Court. But you would think the Democratic side would be a little bit more elated. So let's see what else there could be. Let me see. Besides bipolar, you got one and two. You got cyclothymia, which is where you're more manic but not overly manic. It's a kind of a milder manic. You have alcohol-induced mood disorders, benzodiazepine-induced mood disorders like with Valium and Xanax. Mood disorders could range from a variety. It could be a variety of things. However, that still doesn't really shed light on what's going on. Now, is it any of our business? I mean, if you're in public office, do you have a right to have some medical privacy? Is it really any of our business? I mean, what if he did try to commit suicide? Or what if he, let's say a congressman or representative or senator, had drunk alcohol because he had a mood disorder, drank too much, became overly intoxicated, or had popped pills? I mean, as a public official, is it our business? Now, on one hand, I think everybody should have medical privacy. I know I talk about, hemorrhoid flare-ups and things that happen to me on a daily basis. But, I'm sure if I ever did have a rectal abscess and needed extensive packing, I'd probably want to kind of keep that under wraps. I mean, I'd tell you guys because we're all tight, But, if I was a public official, I'd probably, keep that one under wraps to my non-radio family. But, but then again, on the flip side, if you leave your office and you're there to represent your constituents, and your constituents are a little bit concerned that you may not have the mental capacity to govern, do they have a right to know what's going on with you? You know, and then how does the media approach it? Okay, because, you know, lots of things can happen and people get the wrong impression. Like, let's say, let me come up with something. Let's say, okay, a medication error. Let's say you had LASIK done and they give you a benzodiazepine when you have LASIK. Okay, and they tell you go home and sleep. So you can't sleep. So you take an Ambien. You wake up from the Ambien, you're a little, I don't know, anxious, so you pop another a Valium. All right, that kind of really puts you under, because now you have two Valiums on board plus an Ambien. And who knows if you had alcohol the night before because you were stressed, you were going to get LASIK surgery on your eye. All right, that could be considered an overdose. Yet you didn't purposely overdose. You weren't doing cocaine or blow. You took a mix of medications. And, it, you know, so let's say that did happen, theoretically, to a state representative. Do you, as a citizen, have the right to know? Should we know if our state our representatives have medication errors? I mean, if they're that stupid, you know, should they be governing us? Or, you know, no. All medical issues should be kept private. As long as they show competency in their office, we leave it alone. I mean, I'm very open, but I'm not running for public office. Right? I mean, if I, let's say, accidentally, well, I wouldn't do that. I don't like taking pills. Huh. I got to come up with a better example. But the problem with the media is if the media, you know, gets a hold of a diagnosis and they don't understand it and people don't understand it, it could really, it could ruin someone's career. But then on the flip side, what if Jesse Jackson Jr. or let's say a congressman did try to take his life? Do we have a right to know? I mean, what about the president? Should we know what mental issues the president could have? I mean, does the president have a mood disorder as it is? What if the president has bipolar, which is a mood disorder, and he's medicated? I mean, hypothetically, a president, he, she. Do we have a right to know that he has a mood disorder, or does it matter as long as he can competency run Washington? What if he has no mood disorder at all? He's completely healthy, but he's incompetent. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried.
Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Dr. Dahlia Show. I apologize if I talk too much, but that is my job. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But now you could listen a lot or listen too much if you download our Android app. It's free. So Android users, I don't know all the phones that qualify for that, but I know that Droid qualifies for that, and it's a free app. So please download that app. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you like, even on the potty. I don't care. Doctor, listening to you online, GCN. Oh, we got one of our GCN online listeners. Yeehaw! Yeehaw! I think it's all right to know what our public officials have medical. Oh, hold on. My computer's out. Oh, come on. All right. Oh, darn, I can't finish this one. Well, I guess he was in the gist of knowing what, call in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, is it our right to know what medical conditions our public officials have? All right. If, we're talking about, Representative Jesse Jackson Jr., who apparently has been out of office for close to a month on a leave of absence. And what we were being told today is under treatment for a mood disorder. Now, you guys see, I'm kind of winging this because I don't have a computer. I don't have a computer. So this is from what I read. All right. I'm kicking my computer back up. What is wrong with this? Okay. Now, what conditions prevent you from holding public office? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm not sure. Now, I do know that there's conditions that could prevent you from going into the military. Not that that would equate. I mean, many people hold office with, I think, many of these diseases. So let's kind of review some of the things that could prevent you from being in the military. Now, I got this from military.com, and luckily I printed it. I'm so happy. I hate computers. You know, I'm just going to go back to paper and newspapers, because I can't be in the middle of the show when my computer goes down. Then everyone's going to find out that I'm looking on the computer as I talk to you guys, and I don't want people to find that out. That's supposed to be under wraps. Okay, I'm supposed to act like I know everything. All right, but I have this written down. This I got from military.com. And remember, people used to try to get out of drafts by overeating sugar so that they would have sugary urine and they would appear to be diabetic. You know, so there are medical conditions that don't allow you to serve in the military. All right, and actually this military.com really, this is kind of interesting. They really delineate this nicely. They say they're called standards of medical fitness. They say these standards generally apply to all other branches as well. Remember that most of these conditions are not necessarily permanently disqualifying, but they're red flags. If you have had a medical complication at any time in your life that is mentioned here, you would need to tell your recruiter. He, she will tell you whether your condition can be wavered or if it's permanently disqualifying. They say if you do not get an official waiver and your condition is later discovered, you will most likely be dishonorably discharged or fraudulent enlistment. Now, some of these are, let's say you have an issue with your esophagus. They say ulceration, varices, large blood vessels, kind of like varicose veins in your esophagus, fistula, achalasia, dysmotility. So if you have esophageal disorders, that could disqualify you. If you have gastritis, severe gastritis, if you have an active ulcer, if you were born with any issues like pyloric stenosis where your pylorus or pyloric sphincter. Okay, oh, see, every time I bring up sphincter, you guys start to giggle. Well, what connects the stomach to the esophagus seems to be overly tight. If you have inflammatory bowel disease, if you have diverticula that becomes symptomatic and you get diverticulosis, if you have malabsorption issues in the intestine, if you have any GI bleeding, if you're bleeding from the GI tract, they won't take you. If you have hepatitis within the preceding 6 months or persistence of symptoms of 6 months, they may not take you. Liver cirrhosis, if you have like a gallbladder attack, cholecystitis, acute or chronic. However, if you're 60 days post-op of having your gallbladder taken out, you may be okay. If you have pancreatitis, anal rectal. A lot of us are going to be disqualified here. If you have an anal fissure or an anal fistula, if you have an anal or rectal polyp, prolapse, stricture, or incontinence, I didn't think you sit a lot in the Army. Hemorrhoids, internal or external, when large, symptomatic or history of bleeding. Oh, I cannot serve my country. You know what? I'll serve my country in other ways. Spleen, if your spleen is enlarged, if you have a hernia, if you've had a history of abdominal surgery preceding 60 days, if it's after 60 days, I think you're okay. Let me see. Persons with artificial openings. So if they made you a new anus, sometimes this happens where if you have rectal cancer, they sew up, you know, they take the rectal cancer out, they sew you up, and then they'll sometimes make you a new one. Stop the giggles. Anemia, hemorrhagic disorders, low blood count, immunodeficiency, dental issues. If you have severe malocclusion, which interferes with your chewing, they may not let you in the Army. If you have lack of serviceable prosthesis, so if you don't have good dentures, let me see, what's going on with the ears? Oh, Meniere's syndrome. If you have dizziness, hear loss, ringing in the ears, let me see here, hearing issues. I guess they will test your hearing, and then they give you the tones at your 500, 1,000, 2,000 decibels, but that, we'll figure that out later. Diabetes, if you're diabetic, adrenal dysfunction, glucosuria. This is so hard. I bit my tongue. Okay, I'm going to say this right. Okay? Glycosuria, sugar in the urine. Okay? That could be a precursor of diabetes. This is how many people got out of the draft, right, decades ago, because they would overeat sugar. And if they had sugar in the urine, they got out. If you have giantism, acromegaly, if you have gout, too much insulin, a thyroid disorder that's not controlled, severe nutritional disorder like scurvy, limitation of musculoskeletal issues. If you have extra fingers, they may not take you. Let me see what else here. No, I don't think erectile dysfunction is an issue. Club foot, they won't take you. Oh, pes cavus, flat feet? If your flat feet are really bad, ingrown toenails. Oh, can you imagine someone trying to get out of the army for an ingrown toenail? If you have a loose or foreign body within the knee joint, a lot of musculoskeletal issues, arthritis, fractures, if you have osteomyelitis, if you have an active bone infection, thin bones, osteoporosis, they may not take you. If you have pink eye, they won't take you. A lot of eye issues here. I'm just kind of quickly going through this because I know the topic isn't military and medical, it's political. Oh, wait, here we go. Genitalia. Female genitalia. If you have abnormal uterine bleeding or heavy periods, they will not probably take you in the army. That's horrible. Yeah, first, it's horrible that you have heavy periods, but then, you know, you can't take it. And I can understand why. I mean, I'm very mean. Second, I really need multiple. Well, I won't go into what I need. Again, I'm not in public office, so I don't need to disclose. If you have painful periods, oh, that's endometriosis, hermaphroditism, hermaphroditism. So if you have both male and female genitalia, it looks like that could disqualify you from the army. Menopause syndrome. If you have more than mild constitutional or mental symptoms, that's what they say here, military.com. Ovarian cysts, pelvic inflammatory disease, if you're pregnant. Uterus, absence or enlargement of a uterus. Well, wait a second. They don't want you having heavy periods, and then you get your uterus taken out, get a hysterectomy. Vulvar or vaginal ulcerations, herpes. If you have herpes, they may not take you. If you have abnormal pap smears. Okay, let's go to the male genitalia. Chronic epididymitis, chronic inflammation of your epididymis, hypospadias, that's where your urethra opening is low, absence of your testicles, orchitis, amputation of a penis, they won't take you, hydrocele or varicocele, swelling of the testicle, either by a fluid-filled sac or venous, major abnormalities of the genitalia. So I guess they must really undress you. All right, I won't go on. A lot of other things, you know, heart conditions, etc. Oh, height. Height, men below 60 inches or over 80 inches. Height, no, we're talking about height of the person. People, come on, get it straight. For women, height below 58 inches or over 80 inches. That could cause rejection. Huh. Okay, well, all right. So back to politicians and and political office. So if there's conditions that restrict you from the military, should there be conditions that restrict you from holding office? Should there be restrictions that prevent you from becoming a president? Remember they were giving Michelle Bachmann a lot of grief because she had migraines. Could she effectively run the White House and run our country if she had migraines? Now, some of you were like, oh, of course not. You know, I mean, when you have a migraine, you can't function. Well, true, but how many of our presidents have had migraines and they haven't disclosed it? I mean, people get headaches all the time. People get depressed all the time. I mean, I am sure President Obama at one point or another had some sort of depression, right? Well, we'll definitely be depressed this November. I mean, are there certain medical conditions that should exclude someone from becoming our president or becoming our congressman? All right. Well, we'll move on from this. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. And again, Droid users, you can download our app. Now, our app runs very nicely. Just because I have issues with my computer in the studio doesn't reflect on the app. The app is really good. A-plus app. Awesome app. Okay. Ex-smokers gain more weight than once thought. They now say that people could expect to gain up to 11 pounds within a year of quitting smoking. I hate telling you that because then you're not going to want to quit smoking. All right, up to 11 pounds. Okay, but that's, of course, if you give in to cravings and you eat instead of exercise or throw a piece of celery in your mouth. Okay, they originally thought it was going to be about 3 kilograms or about 7 pounds, but they think 5 kilograms or close to 11 pounds is what many people will gain, men and women. The research was based on results from 62 studies, found that former smokers gained an average of 4.67 kilograms in the 12 months after they quit. Most of the excess weight was gained within the first 3 months. Well, because remember, nicotine is a stimulant. You know, plus when you're smoking, you're putting something in your mouth. You know, there's a variety of reasons for that. And also, I think a third reason that a lot of people don't realize is it's the shock to the body. Remember, you know, many people that quit smoking and gain weight, it's not the people that were casual smokers that smoked once in a blue moon. These were people where the body got their nicotine hit on a consistent basis. And smokers are actually very good with consistency when it comes to their smoking, because their body tells them, and they could go and they could get a cigarette. As long as they have access to cigarettes, they do. So their body has been pretty, for lack of a better term, well-fed with nicotine. All of a sudden that stops. That's a little bit of a shock to the body. And what does the body do whenever it has any form of shock? Well, it slows down. And it slows down a lot of the metabolistic processes, because they have no idea if you're going to eat. They don't know if you're in trouble. You know, that's why whenever we crash a diet, we say that's a horrible idea, because your body will go into hibernation mode, we call it, or your metabolism will drop because it doesn't know what to expect. So it's going to conserve your calories. And so I think that's another reason. It's a little bit of a shock to your body. All right. Now, some people actually lost weight. They said 16% of quitters lost weight, and 13% actually gained more than 10 kilograms, which is over 20 pounds. Now, it made no difference whether they use nicotine replacement therapy. This is from BBC News, patches or gum. All right. So what does that mean? Well, you know, many of my patients, they want to lose weight and they want to quit smoking. And they will say, let me lose the weight first, Dr. Dahlia, because when I quit smoking 5 months from now, I want to be skinny. Okay, first of all, how many times do you lose the weight when you think you're going to, right? We all say, you know what, in 3 months I'll be skinny, so I'll be good. No, that doesn't happen. I mean, unless, of course, you're getting the gastric bypass or lap band or you know, some surgical or liposuction, maybe. But still, so most of the time you don't lose weight. So I tell my patients, don't hold off quitting smoking. But number two, you don't want to go through all that work losing weight. Let's say you do lose your weight in 2 years just to start gaining it back with smoking. So I always recommend do them both at the same time. And you know, we once discussed foods that help you decrease your smoking cravings, and celery, vegetables were at the top of the list. No chocolate, none of that. In fact, that actually made you crave more nicotine. So if you're already going to have to be in the habit of sticking a piece of celery in your mouth, then, you know, you might as well already be dieting, okay? All right, so that was kind of interesting stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, speaking of losing weight, it looks like there's cosmetic toe surgery for fat toes. Do you guys hear about this? ABC News. See, I could do the show without a computer. I got all my papers here. See, I got my papers. I like it because I feel like Walter Cronkite, you know? And this is the news. I got all my papers, so I feel like, you know, I don't have, you know, somebody running and handing me the new, you know, papers like breaking news. That would be cool. Okay, they call it toe-bicity surgery on the rise. I guess one New Yorker, 37 years old, had surgery to shave off some fat and bone. His second toe was a hammer toe, so he shaved down the bone of that toe as well. People are doing cosmetic surgery for their feet. No, it's not covered by insurance, mostly. Some of these surgeries cost a few thousand dollars. My toes, I don't think my toes are fat. I think my toes are appropriate. But remember, I'm a woman, and I have a size 10 foot. Not the most petite, by no means, not petite. And so, you know, I don't think I would do any surgery on my toes to make them skinny, because otherwise my foot would look too big. I mean, I would love to have a size 7 foot. They say many women have come to, there's a plastic surgeon, Dr. Brenner, requesting cosmetic surgery, hoping to have their pinky toes removed in order to fit into smaller shoes. She turns them down. So women out there want toes amputated so they could fit into shoes? That's crazy. Somebody could say, now, wait a second, what about bunions? You know, many times our feet, you know, they flatten, we lose the arch, the toes. Many of us have had to cut holes out of our shoes. I remember my grandmother, she would buy shoes, but she'd have holes in her shoe so her pinky toe could breathe and her big toe could breathe. And I'm like, what's the point in shoes? Just wear sandals. And so I could understand if you have a severe foot deformity, but I don't know. I would not want to start amputating and chopping off toes. I don't like that. But, you know, people are trying to look, you know, good and you know, I guess look sexy. Speaking of sexy, researchers, paleontologists, said they have answered many questions on how dinosaurs had sex. They say if you weigh 13 tons and your male appendage was close to 12 feet long, how were you able to have sex? Now, they actually illustrated pictures. This is, I could only call it dino porn. And it's a shame because I don't like any, I mean, you know, we have a rule in our office, no porn. You know, no using the computer for private use because we don't want things popping up on the computer. Well, I'm trying to prep for my show and print things just in case my stupid computer dies in the middle of my show, and like it did. And this dino porn comes up, and I mean, if you want to see it, it's on my Facebook page. They say the penis of a Tyrannosaurus is estimated to be about 12 feet long. It is not in the pictures. No, don't worry. That will not be in the pictures. 12 feet. That is scary. Now, I'm looking at these pictures now. They do look kind of happy. The Pentaceratops dinosaur mating, it looked like, they say more doggy style, but this, I mean, scientists study everything. I guess, dinosaur sex is the top of their list. Personally, I'd rather they be working on a cure for AIDS, vaccine treatment for cancer, but if they want to illustrate dino porn, that's what they got a grant for, all the power to them. All right, so what happened? The House of Representatives voted 244 to 185 to repeal President Obama's health care law. I don't know if it's going to go anywhere. They say this was the 33rd vote to repeal the law or eliminate funding for its provisions since Republicans took control of the chamber last year. Yeah, they're going to beat it over the head. I don't blame them. I mean, some people are asking, okay, why, you know, why would the Republicans do this vote if the Senate's going to block it and the White House is going to veto it? You know, this is symbolic. But see, here's the thing. You know, the Republicans can't say, oh, we're going to wait till November. All right, because many people aren't going to be satisfied with that. Okay, they're going to say try and keep trying. So, of course, they have to do it, but I don't think it's going to go on anywhere, unfortunately. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over 7 $700, plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess a marine biologist is naming a blood-sucking parasite after Bob Marley. Marine biologist has discovered and named a small parasitic crustacean called Naphia Marley. He says, I named this species, which is a truly natural wonder, after Marley, because of my respect and admiration for Marley's music. The discoverer's name is Paul Sickle, S-I-K-K-E-L, assistant professor of marine biology at Arkansas State University. Plus, the species is as uniquely Caribbean as was Marley. I think that's pretty cool. I don't know if anybody would name a parasite, you know, or a worm after Dr. Dahlia. That would be nice. If any of you biologists out there are thinking about that, I would love to have a blood-sucking pair or a louse. You want to name a louse after me? I'll take it. I'll take it. I probably would not want a spider named after me, but I don't think I would have any problem with a tapeworm, a pinworm, an amoeba. I always thought I resembled an amoeba in some way, you know, kind of cuddly, cute looking. So I'm game for that if you want to. That's great. Young Nathia Marley hide among coral and launch surprise attacks on fish, which they then infest. Now, Bob Marley, the Jamaican singer and guitarist, isn't the first big name to have an honor of sharing a name with a species like this. Elvis has a wasp named after him, Prusiocoila imalshookupis. I'm all shook up. Dee! Oh, that's funny. You see, scientists aren't geeks. They're pretty funny. Bill Gates has a flower fly, and Barack Obama has a lichen. Lucky Barack. All right. The U.S. National Science Foundation says there have been increasing numbers of reports that Caribbean coral communities are declining due to disease. The Nathia Marley is the first new species to be described in the Caribbean in over two decades. Do you guys say Caribbean or Caribbean? You know, I don't think you're mispronouncing it either way. I think Billy Ocean was the only one that mispronounced it when he did Caribbean Queen. Caribbean Queen. I'm like, Caribbean? It's Caribbean Queen, but he didn't sing like that. Or Caribbean Queen. It's Caribbean. Caribbean. Anyway, he's the only one that mispronounced it. Otherwise, I don't care. Tomato, tomato. About 80% of all organisms found on coral reefs are parasites like Nathia Marley. All right, well, cool stuff. I think that's cool. All right, what isn't cool and absolutely scary is, did you hear about this boy in Japan? 13-year-old boy killed himself after being routinely forced to practice his own suicide every day by school bullies. This is horrible. School bullies made him practice different ways to commit suicide. Now, he had to put a dead sparrow in his mouth. He was beaten in a bathroom. He had to eat dead beets, dead bees. They are not saying how he died. All right, I don't think I want to know. This is horrible. But the parents are going to sue three students as well as the government. You know what I would do, parents? Bug your kids. Put a bug on them. I mean, because if they won't tell you, and because the one thing I noticed is the kids are getting quieter and quieter. You know, my kids, you know, when they were fetuses, you didn't hear much, you know, and then they came out, and they were like, wah! And then they were, you know, and then they learned how to talk, and they wouldn't stop talking. And I'm noticing, you know, my boys are getting a little quieter. A little quieter. What happened at school? Nothing. Did you like school? No, I don't care. What do you want to do for your birthday? Nothing. They don't talk. Then I would say plant a microphone on them. You don't have to put a camera on them, you know, because they go to gym and things like that. You don't want to see that. But why not? I mean, know what your kids are doing. I mean, look how successful that was for some of these parents with autistic children. And of course, you know, the parents, whenever you hear these scary cases, will say, oh, I had no idea. Of course they didn't have any idea. You know, I mean, if I knew that my kids would be bullied, Or we're being bullied, oh, I would be all over that school. I would be sitting next, you know what, I would have my baby sit on my lap while he's in class. But that's Dahlia, your kid's 12 years old. He'll sit on my lap, and I'll make sure no one bullies him. But I mean, honestly, parents would intervene. Yeah, but you have no idea. And remember, you know, when you're a teenager, everything is horrible. You know, somebody doesn't want to go to the dance with you, you know, somebody says you're ugly. Somebody notices you have a pimple on you. I mean, it destroys you. Things are just so magnified when you're at that age. But honestly, if you have no idea what's happening to your kid and your kid won't talk to you, why don't you tape what's going on? Why not? I mean, there's no law against that, is there? You can put something in the backpack. Does anybody know what's going on in California? We have now three cities that have opted for bankruptcy. So we had Stockton, I believe Mammoth Lake, and now San Bernardino is going to file for bankruptcy. Chapter 9, bankruptcy protection. I know there's going to be more. Apparently, they're facing a budget shortfall of $45.8 million. I mean, well, you know, the rest of the country had to file for bankruptcy. I mean, I guess the cities were to follow. But wow. I'm reading this right now. Congress added Chapter 9 to the Bankruptcy Code in 1937 to allow cities to seek protection. So three California cities. Oh, but Dr. Dahlia, they need to, you know, help the illegal immigrants and, you know, provide services for them because they don't want to deport them and they don't want to be like Arizona. Nobody wants to be like Arizona. Well, is Arizona going bankrupt? I don't know. All right. It's a shame. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. In Portugal now, operations are being canceled as medical staff strike. The health ministry has warned that as many as 4,500 operations and 400,000 appointments may be canceled. The government has promised to reduce its budget deficit as part of a bailout agreement last year. They complained that some doctors are working excessive hours and object to the use of private companies to public services. You know, many people have been emailing me, are doctors going to go on a strike because of Obamacare? I don't think any doctors are going to strike before the election. After the election, I really haven't heard of any group striking. I got to tell you, though, I hope not. See, my problem with these strikes is it's not going to hurt the government. It's going to hurt the patients. I don't think doctors striking is going to make one bit of difference to the Obama administration or to the liberals in office who want Obamacare. Because remember, they don't like doctors. They want doctors to leave. Doctors cost too much. You know, they would love to have a system where they hire mid-levels, who are awesome. I love mid-levels. Nurse practitioners and PAs are great. But, you know, Washington eventually is going to want to move to that kind of a system where they could hire the doctors, they could oversee the medical care, oversee the guidelines, and be in control. So for doctors to strike, I don't think it would make one dent. I mean, Washington knows many of us are upset. I don't think knowing that 1,000 doctors are unhappy is going to make a bit of difference, but it's going to hurt you as a patient. So, no, I don't know of any doctor strikes now coming around the bend in the near future, and I kind of hope it doesn't happen because I really think that's going to be kind of a waste. All right. Now, a study came out today saying Medicaid patients do not go to hospitals for routine care. They only go to the hospitals for emergencies. They say 1 in 10 Medicaid patients use the emergency room for non-urgent care compared to about 1 in 14 patients with health insurance. Well, if the Medicaid patient can't see the regular doctor, it a lot of times turn into emergency a week or two later. All right, that doesn't solve anything. That doesn't prove anything. All right, guys, have a great rest of the ride home. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and don't forget to download our Droid app. You all be safe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.